This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. How do you locate a few endangered whales in 200 square miles of ocean? Researchers are flying in spotter planes looking down on the waters around Cape Cod. Joining us to talk about that challenge and what happens after you spot a whale is Amy James, flight coordinator for the Right Whale Ecology Program at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Steve.
To give us a sense of this, how many right whales are you seeing at this time of year around Cape Cod?
On our last flight, we had 21 individuals. Already for this season, we're up to 70 identified individuals.
So 70 identified whales of a species of which we believe that there's only 500 or some left. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, the current estimate is right around just over 520. So we're pretty lucky to get that high proportion in the bay.
And what is your job as the flight coordinator?
My main job is to watch the weather at all hours of the day and look for the best windows to get up in the air and fly. So I'm also one of the observers in the plane. We are a team of three that rotate positions. We'll have one person on the ground watching the plane, making sure that we're safe, while the other two are up in the plane surveying, looking down, looking for right whales within Cape Cod Bay and also east of the bay.
How often are researchers up in the spotter planes?
We aim for, 2 to 3 flights a week. We have not been that lucky this year with our stretch of storms and really high winds. But we've so far done 14 flights this season, surveying about 70 hours in total, and we're only looking to pick that up in the coming months up until the end of our season, or right around May 15th.
Can you describe for us the setup of a spotter plane? How big is it, and how many people are aboard, and how long do you go up for?
It's a relatively small plane. It's a Cessna Skymaster 337 that we fly in. It has two pilots, as are required for any sort of government contracting work to do surveys, and then two observers. And we have one photographer in the back, and we also have a data recorder. We aim to be up for, anywhere between 4 and 5 hours at a time, but we may get two flights in, especially with the longer days.
And what are you looking for? What does it look like to look down on a whale from up high?
It's pretty neat. It's a really fun job if you can get it, but it takes some skill too, because obviously you get a chance to see a lot of really interesting species, especially here off Cape. For the right whales, what we're looking for is a larger body. It appears pretty black in the water. We're lucky to see their spouts usually. As they come up to the surface and exhale, we'll see the blow mist. And, depending on what they're doing, what their behavior is, they may be staying at the surface or feeding from the surface. What we do then is break our track line and we'll circle that individual trying to get identification shot with our camera, and we'll come back and review those photos in the office and match those to the known cataloged individuals.
What's your favorite part of the job?
Definitely IDing the individuals. You start to learn the family histories and understand when they start to show up in the bay, and to see them year after year is pretty exciting.
So does it feel like you're seeing old friends when you see a whale that you haven't seen for a year or 2 years and you see one down below coming into Cape Cod Bay?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we get pretty excited in the plane when we see our old favorites.
Amy James is flight coordinator for the Right Whale Ecology Program at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Amy, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Steve.